Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The Weeknd was seen smooching rumored girlfriend Simi Khadra at his 32nd birthday party in Las Vegas. The Blinding Lights singer and Khadra were seen locking lips at about 2 a.m. at his starry party he threw for himself at celeb hotspot Delilah. Khadra makes up one half of the DJ duo Simi Hayes. After all that kissing, I wonder if he was able to feel his face. Justin Bieber has tested positive for COVID-19. The singer found out he contracted the coronavirus and had to cancel his scheduled show at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, but it's been rescheduled for the summer. Bieber was also supposed to do two more shows in Arizona and California, but they had to be postponed too. Justin has been keeping himself busy by egging his own home. Britney Spears has sealed a bombshell book deal set to be worth as much as $15 million. The deal is one of the biggest of all time and comes after a bidding war from multiple publishers. She's been gunning to write a memoir ever since a court ended her conservatorship last year after 13 years. Yep, F*** my entire family. The book. Sony's Uncharted is a surprise hit film, earning $51 million over its first weekend. The video game adaptation stars Mark Wahlberg and Tom Holland, who's also still in theaters in Spider-Man No Way Home. 60% of ticket buyers have been male, while 71% of the audience was 35 or under. Tom Holland is a movie star. Just ask Zendaya. Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind says the scene in Pam and Tommy where Motley Crue has their studio time stolen by Third Eye Blind never actually happened. Nope, the scene shows Tommy Lee barging in to confront them, but Jenkins claims he's never even met Tommy Lee. Hey, Hollywood is the land of make-believe, right? But get your damn facts straight. Kanye West could be charged for assaulting a fan outside an LA night spot in January. Yep, not kidding. Police have almost completed their investigation of the incident, which includes paparazzi videos and witness statements. West never spoke with police, blaming a busy schedule. The assaulted man was left on the ground after the alleged incident. Yeezus! After decades as a musician, Dave Grohl is paying the price when it comes to his hearing. The Foo Fighters frontman, 53, describes himself now as quote-unquote f***ing deaf. He says he's been relying on reading lips for the past 20 years. He hasn't had his ears checked in a long time because he knows what they're going to say. Good luck! What? Kodak Black has been displaying his injuries after being shot during Super Bowl weekend. He was standing outside of Justin Bieber's after party at the Nice Guy in Hollywood when he was hit in the leg by gunfire. He posted photos and a video documenting himself traveling back to Florida and showing off the cast covering his leg injury. Look at me! Ugh. Ariana Grande is doing research for her next on-screen role by recently seeing a very, very brilliant Broadway performance of Wicked. Grande attended the play after being cast as Glinda in the upcoming John M. Chu-directed feature adaptation. 53-year-old actress Kristen Chenoweth currently is Glinda in the play. Ariana is wicked hot.
Idiot of the Week!
Kanye West sampled Kim Kardashian's Saturday Night Live monologue where she called him a talented genius before taking a swipe at Pete Davidson. He also brought accused rapist Marilyn Manson on the stage at a Donda 2 listening event in Miami. Wes stopped the event early on, though, complaining about the sound. You guessed it, idiot. Fake socialite scammer Anna Sorokin offered to give out the name of her real-life boyfriend to media outlets for 10 grand after rampant speculation over whom the character Chase is based on in the new Netflix show about her life, Inventing Anna. Spoiler, we know it's tech entrepreneur Hunter Lee Soik. Anna, still a first-class scammer. Despite protests from Netflix employees over Dave Chappelle's last stand-up special, the streamer will soon be airing his next project, Chappelle's Home Team, consisting of 4 specials hosted and produced by the comedian. It will feature 4 comics handpicked by Chappelle, all of which have at least 30 years of stand-up experience. Chappelle, he's having the last laugh. Elton John suffered a terrifying ordeal when his private jet suffered a hydraulic failure at 10,000 feet and was forced to make an emergency landing in ferocious winds. John was flying from the UK to New York for a performance. The pilot made a U-turn near the coast of Ireland and attempted 2 landings before touching down safely. Well, should have taken a rocket, man. Country artist Sam Hunt's wife, Hannah Lee Fowler, filed for divorce after 5 years of marriage. The nurse, who revealed she's pregnant, is accusing the country superstar of cheating on her. Later in the day, her lawyer withdrew her divorce filing. Then, 2 days later, he filed again, this time in the correct county. Hunt, meanwhile, is somewhere recovering from whiplash.
The Trash Bin.
While Kate Moss was in London celebrating the launch of a book by Fendi designer Kim Jones and Moss's photographer boyfriend, Count Nikolai von Bismarck, her half-sister, Lottie, is in rehab in Arizona for meth usage. Lottie Moss also raised her sister's ire by joining OnlyFans and selling her used panties online. You can't make this shit up.
The news wrap-up.
Peloton secretly hatched a plan last year to cover up signs of rust and corrosion on exercise bikes that were later sent to customers. Roku missed Q4 revenue expectations and profit dropped, causing the stock to slide. Carriers are closing down 3G networks in a transition to 4G LTE and 5G. Sorry, North Korea. Oh wait, never mind. They only have 1G. Snoop Dogg said, ain't nothing but a G thing.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Uncharted remains tops of the box office for the 2nd week.
The number one album.
The Encanto soundtrack remains on top.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds continues to be the top paid app.
The number one book.
From Strength to Strength by Arthur C. Brooks is the top nonfiction book.
Tate McRae is an 18-year-old singer, songwriter, and dancer from Canada. At the age of 13, she gained prominence as the first Canadian finalist on the U.S. reality TV show So You Think You Can Dance. McRae caught the attention of RCA Records in 2019 after her original song One Day went viral on YouTube. Soon came international success with her song You Broke Me First. In 2021, her 2nd EP, Too Young to Be Sad, was the most streamed female EP on Spotify. Her debut studio album is scheduled for release soon, and we can't wait. Here's Tate McRae with the song of the week, She's All I Wanna Be.
You want the girl with the small waist and the perfect smile. Someone who's out every weekday in her dad's new car. Tell me I shouldn't stress out. Say it's not that hard. But I just got a feeling this will leave an ugly scar. If you say she's nothing to worry about, then why'd you close your eyes when you said it out?
Change your mind one day, wake up and be bored with mine. She's got everything that I
Tate McRae with the song of the week, She's All I Wanna Be. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.